A two-month window, NATO allies brace for Russian mobilization. Czech President Petr Pavel, a former NATO military committee chairman, warned allies this week that there is roughly a two-month window before Russia's September elections conclude, after which he believes Putin could order general mobilization. His argument is that the Kremlin needs to demonstrate a credible military path to domestic audiences, and the post-election period offers the politically safer moment to escalate troop commitments. Ukraine's military posture sent its own signals. Kyiv told Greek officials directly that it will continue striking Russian ships at sea, a communication that suggests Kyiv is carefully managing alliance relationships and leaving no ambiguity about its intentions, even with partners who might prefer a quieter approach. The Kremlin responded by threatening a larger buffer zone, framing potential offensive action as a defensive response to Ukrainian strikes, a pattern analysts described as familiar Kremlin rhetoric. Zelensky confirmed that Ukraine has signed documents allowing various drone types to be transferred to the U.S. military for evaluation, with a full deal worth up to $50 billion remaining unsigned. Ukraine's drone program, encompassing long-range strike drones, naval surface drones, and counter-drone systems developed under live combat conditions, represents battlefield data that no simulation can replicate, and the Pentagon's interest reflects that reality. Separately, FBI Director Kash Patel announced that agents arrested 113 foreign spies this year, with a 53% jump in counterintelligence arrests and 62 Chinese operatives removed in 2026 alone. That figure suggests either a genuine surge in Chinese espionage activity, significantly improved FBI detection capability, or some combination of both.